In its second year in operation in Western Massachusetts, the Secure Jobs Program for homeless families provided job placements for 128 people. A job that pays a living wage is an essential step towards stable housing, according to advocates for ending homelessness. State Senate President Stan Rosenberg of Amherst praised the program as an amazing success story.
This is a very solid program. It's one that emphasizes prevention, and it's always better to prevent the problem because it's always more expensive to solve the problem if you haven't been able to prevent it.
Rosenberg was one of a dozen state legislators who attended an event Friday morning at Holyoke Community College where several program participants told their success stories. Also attending were the mayors of Chicopee, Northampton, North Adams, and Pittsfield. Desiree Rodriguez was in a homeless shelter for 8 months with her 10-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter. She entered the jobs program, got licensed as a certified nursing assistant, and got a full-time job providing care to the elderly. She now makes enough to rent an apartment in Springfield.
It was tough, but we made it.
Rodriguez said when she first applied for assistance from the state, she made it clear she wanted help, not a handout.
It's easier to give out a handout than to actually help somebody to improve their life and be able to improve themselves. So I much prefer to be able to improve myself and pass that on to my children than to just get a handout from anybody.
The Secure Jobs Program involves collaboration with community colleges, employment and workforce development specialists, social service agencies, housing specialists, and employers, according to Program Director Lisa LaPierre.
We try to meet the clients where they are and help them achieve their goals, whether that's, you know, furthering education or training in order to get a good paying job, whether it's a job now while they're going to school, but we try to remove all those barriers, the child care, the transportation, so that they can take the next step to achieve housing stability.
The initiative started as a pilot program in 2013 in the four Western Massachusetts counties with $300,000 from the Paul and Phyllis Fireman Charitable Foundation. It expanded to four additional regions of the state last year with a line item in the state budget. Pamela Schwartz, director of the Western Massachusetts Network to End Homelessness, said $2 million is needed in next year's state budget to keep the program going.
We need to respond to this crisis in a way that offers lasting solutions. And we know that having family stability equals having family income and employment. And that is what this program offers.
More than 6,100 families were put into state-funded homeless shelters in Massachusetts last year, the highest number ever. There were complaints from elected officials in Holyoke and Chicopee about the prolonged use of motels to shelter homeless families. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno recently demanded an end to what he called the dumping of homeless families in a couple of city neighborhoods. He said city inspectors found three or four families living in a single apartment. Social service agencies have defended the clustering of homeless families as an efficient way to provide help. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.